From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. and China will discuss South China Sea tensions. China's defense ministry says it will voice what it calls its solemn position to the United States when top Navy officials from both countries hold an hour-long video teleconference Thursday to discuss tensions in the South China Sea along with naval ties. The teleconference will include Admiral John Richardson, the U.S. Chief of Naval Operations, and his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Wu Shengli. Earlier this week, Washington took its biggest step to date to challenge China's claims in the South China Sea, sailing a U.S. Navy warship within a 12-nautical-mile zone of man-made islands in the hotly disputed waters. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday defended that move.
Freedom of the seas is a fundamental principle, which must be protected. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. Navy exists. And operations in international waters are just that. They're operations in international waters. They're not meant to be, nor should they be perceived to be by anybody as provocative.
It is not just the U.S. Navy that's increasing its engagement with China. A French frigate is currently on a four-day visit to China's main South China Sea base in Guangdong. And next week, two Australian warships will hold exercises with the Chinese Navy in the South China Sea. China's ruling Communist Party announced Thursday that it will abolish the country's decades-old one-child policy and allow all couples to have two children, removing remaining restrictions that limited many urban couples to only one. The official Xinhua news agency said on its microblog the decision to allow all couples to have two children was to improve the balanced development of population. This is